We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we don't even have the bill yet because Nancy Pelosi, and she's coming up. I know she can speak to this, but we've continued to make offer after offer after offer, and Nancy continues to move the goalposts. And as you know, we're up to $1.9 trillion. I personally have talked to the leader multiple times. I've talked to senators multiple times. And at the end of the day, it was the Democrats just last week who said that they weren't going to support a $500 billion deal.
Yeah, there's Mark Meadows yesterday commenting on what's going to go on with whether or not there's any stimulus deal struck. It's all on Nancy Pelosi's shoulders, as it has been all along. We've now got Congressman Mike Boss joining us from the 12th Congressional District over in Illinois. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. You're facing this, I guess Nancy Pelosi's going to call another vote on this, isn't she?
No, I don't. Well, if it is, it will be after Election Day. We wanted to get this done before Election Day. We wanted to get this months before election. And it's vitally important. We got small businesses that are failing. We actually have more of the PPE that ended on August 8th. We should have went and finished that and then turned that over to help the small businesses and help make sure that people continue to work. But it is, I guess she believes that it is more important to have this lever over the president and try to convince people that it's the president and the administration that is holding us up. There's only one person holding up. It's Nancy Pelosi. And the thing is, we've actually had a bill, so you know this, early on before we left in September, we actually did what was known as a motion to withdraw. It basically, if you get enough people signed on to bring a bill out to the floor, it can come out immediately, but you have to have enough people vote or sign on. All Republicans signed on. We need only 20 Democrats. So every Democrat that didn't sign on is also saying they're approving of Nancy Pelosi's position on how to handle this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we tried every political move you can, every procedural move that you can. But she is so bound and determined that destroying our small businesses and continue to have our local government suffer is a better move for the election than actually doing what's right. And we've proved with four bills, because you got this 3.5, that we've proved that we can come together in a bipartisan manner and get it done.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Congressman, but when she finally came back with another offer and reduce the amount she was seeking, is it true that she took that money away from law enforcement?
Yes, that is true. That's exactly what happened with the bill. Because, you know, when she came up with the first CARES or whatever she called the bill, it was so expensive that it would have put, you know, we're already putting our great-grandkids in debt. Let's not do it. We need to make sure that whatever we're investing in is things that are COVID-related.
Sure.
Yeah, and then when she came back with the proposal, when we said it's got to be reduced, where she reduced it? She reduced it in law enforcement training and law enforcement investment to try to get through this time. And so she fell right into that trap of defund police. Well, and you know what? Let's look at what she's really doing. When she does that to appease her radical left.
Yes.
You know, the AOCs of the world. And so she, and remember, when she was elected, she only won by one vote. So she has to cow down to that radical left. the average person out there, average Democrat out there, I know in my district, the average Democrat out there doesn't believe in that stuff. But yet she wants to push for that so that she continues to counter her base.
You know, we've been reporting this morning that in southern Illinois, the region surrounding the Metro East is about to trigger a tightening of COVID restrictions. Where do you stand on that? It looks like they're going to shut down some restaurants again.
Let me say this real clear. I have been talking and working with a majority of my state's attorneys, my mayors, also the county chairman. And what you find is that whether Republican or Democrat, most of them, except for just a very, very few, are finally saying, we can't do this to business. Enough is enough. And though the governor has come down and said, you will do this, the reality is that many of them are saying, we're not enforcing it. We're not enforcing it. You know, the thing is, we all know what we need to do. We can stay separated. We can wear our mask if that's what you want to do. And if you're feeling endangered by going out, then by all means, stay home. But the reality is that small businesses, restaurants out there, we continue to do this, we're going to destroy them all. So the reality, we need to make sure that people can make a living with their business. You know, remember, my wife and I, my wife and my daughter, we own a beauty salon. We were 9.5 weeks when this started out of business. And then whenever my daughter rebuilt the beauty salon so that it met all criteria set forth by the health department on what the separation should be and everything like that, we then opened. Well, we're following the guidelines. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
But the business will collapse if you're not open.
True.
We have to, and we got to actually realize that this is the reality and where we're at. And like I said, if you're afraid of it, don't go out. And Mark, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I had COVID. My wife had COVID. We didn't get it around our area. We were actually in D.C. was where we picked it up. It is a reality, but it's a reality that you have to deal with. My wife had it and had pneumonia with it. You treat it. You get through it. You do your quarantine if you have it. But the rest of the world cannot continue to shut down. We have to go on in this existing normal until we get the vaccine. But we must go on, and people must be able to make a living for their families.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that whatever the cure isn't worse than the disease.
Couldn't agree more. Congressman Mike Basta, my guest this morning. Congressman, you know, we're 8 days out from the biggest election that I can remember. I mean, the stakes here have never been higher.
You're exactly right. And for the sake of your children and grandchildren, go out and vote and listen to the ideas, not the personalities. That is important. The policies, not the personalities. And you know, I've listened to a lot of people, you know, that are, well, I'm not sure that I like what Donald Trump tweets. Really? I'm pretty sure I'm not willing to turn over my streets to rioters. I'm not sure I'm willing to actually let China come back and rise up like they were trying to do before this president came into existence. I'm not sure that I'm willing to let the economy fail and slide back. And I'm not sure that I'm willing to have socialized medicine for my family. So the reality is we got 8 days. People, get out, vote. Make sure that we turn a better nation over to our grandchildren, not a worse one.
Well said. Congressman Mike Boss, 12th District over there in Illinois. Listen, good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, sir. Good to have you on again. We appreciate that. Glad that you are all recovered and back at work. That's good stuff there.
Get more at 971talk.com.